Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Gigantic. Hey, the three of us back together again, June 18th, 2024, and we are in a new era of WWE TV. Welcome to Gigantic Pop. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Geary today, talking about this new Wyatt family stable, made their debut on Raw last night. Raj, you're an insider, you got contacts. What's the official word?
Man, I've been out of town for the last couple weeks, so I'm like just getting back into it, but we've known this group was coming for a while. We knew, you know, they teased it in that Bray Wyatt documentary that they had. That was an excellent documentary for people that haven't checked it out on Peacock. And Bo Dallas talked about it at the very end. They did a little flash. So this has been in the works for a while.
And Glenn, if I could, because yeah. Raj has been away on vacation, I tried to pick up the slack for a Gigantic Pop podcast by broadening my contacts at WWE all the way to zombie contacts. So now I have zombie contacts. Who else can say that? Can Fightful and all the other places say they have zombie contacts? I have zombie contacts. So now I absolutely can confirm these are the folks that we thought and were told and rumored to be in this specific Wyatt Six group.
Yeah, and there's five of them, so that's clever already. We got Bo Dallas's Uncle Howdy, Nikki Cross, who's playing Sister Abigail inspired character. Dexter Lumis was Mercy the Buzzard. Joe Gacy was in that Huskis gas mask, and Eric Rowan as the Rabbit inspired character. Now Rowan back in WWE, of course, he was in the original Wyatt family. Bo Dallas was Uncle Howdy before Bray's tragic passing. And who knows? Maybe we will see number six when Alexa Bliss comes back.
That would be cool. And I really, really dug Sister Abigail's character, right? Or Abby the Witch in this case. Loved how she set it off. That was friggin' creepy. It was cool. And we'll get into it. But just, I love that we saw this. I love supernatural stuff. I do. Don't get me wrong. But, and I was excited for this because of Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas, I've said for years, in that ring, is technically more talented than his brother was. Bray just had this amazing mind for the business to think way outside the box that anyone's ever thought outside of before, right? But
yeah,
but in that ring, as an actual wrestler, oh my God, Bo Dallas was so good. And folks, if you think I'm BSing you, you can go back to watch his stuff here in Florida Championship Wrestling when he was on the come up. He was the next Randy Orton, meaning this guy could be a future youngest heavyweight champion of all time. That's how they were billing him. I swear I'm not exaggerating. So I'm happy for him to finally get his teeth sunk into something that he can really chomp into and really make work. But at the same time, all the other characters, right, that are in that are really talented people. They finally, hopefully, found their niche. I'm hoping. The only thing is like So were we supposed to believe these people's like brains were blown out? Like when they were showing, like Chad Gable looked like somebody shot him in the temple with a shotgun.
Oh yeah.
So like, are they dead?
Yeah. I mean, it looked like they went through and legitimately slaughtered guerrilla position last night when you saw the blood on the wall behind that one guy.
Behind his head.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think you're meant to infer that, but Chad, no, I think, oh, maybe Chad Gable's passed, but Shorty G lives on.
I don't know. All this time, the stuff with Chad Gable, his contract, you know, him saying he re-signed was just a red herring. And he really wasn't. And that was the way they wrote him off. Literally killed him off TV.
Horrible. And Hunter just put him over in that Scotland press scrum afterwards. No.
Yeah. But I think a lot of this makes sense. I mean, Nikki Cross, looking back at her different characters in past, it makes sense for her. Dexter Loomis and Joe Gacy, like 1,000% perfect fit for what they were doing.
Especially her, though, because she was so darn good in the NXT group that she was with Sanity. Eric Young. Thank you. That's the name of it. Sanity. Like, she was a major part of that.
Yeah. And yeah, she... She set it off.
I love that she set it off. That's all.
I just wonder, like, when they wrestle, are they? I mean, they're obviously not going to be. Are they going to be wearing those masks? Because
there's an old adage here. Rip Rogers has coined it, and it's called "And then the bell rings." So I don't know. I don't know if they're wearing these wackadoodle masks, but if they tell the story correct enough, we've seen horror movies where the horror characters. They're not Jason, not Freddy, they're not these overly cheesy characters from the 80s. They're psychopaths that put these masks on. Okay, it's not their real face, but they're psychos, and they put the masks on for whatever reason to hide their identity, and therefore they go through slaughtering through the horror movie nowadays. So if they tell this story correctly, it can be feasible that they could work like this, but they have to be very careful with how they tell that story.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this. Like, could something like The Purge or The Strangers work in the daytime?
Great calls. Great callbacks, Glenn. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Both of those.
Yeah, so, like, I guess could work in the daytime. That could work in daylight. Like, if you buy into it, you're like, no, it's still scary. Woman in a doll mask with a knife coming after me. I'm still freaked out even if it's sunshine, you know?
Yes.
Well, are these guys supposed to be like more like the original Wyatt family where they're just a bunch of, you know, loony, crazy nuts, or are they supposed to be more like the Fiend where it's more supernatural? And I kind of hope they go more the original Wyatt family way and not do the supernatural stuff.
No. I agree with that. Just make them psychopathic, like crazy.
Yeah.
Right? No electric coming out of their frigging wrists and crap. No, none of that.
Right.
But we have to believe they're all like living back in HQ, like at a shack in the swamp or something.
HQ. HQ.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess
there's got to be like some. I mean, there's got to be the Wyatt mythos, and let's not forget. I mean, Firefly Funhouse for the last stage of Bray's career. Firefly Funhouse was the glue that held it all together. That made you want to see him get in the ring. And you know, this is to try and give as much reverence to Bray as possible while also being fair to the experience. Ooh. Like, the mileage varied on how it worked when he got in the ring. Sometimes it was really cool, and sometimes it was Alexa Bliss, like with like oil coming out of her mouth. You know, and the Jack in the Box, like that was kind of weird.
They don't have to do that here. I agree with Raj on this. They, in a perfect world, just make them absolute psychopaths. Yeah. If you do that, then it makes sense why they have these masks on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But I think for right now, though, you know, we should not see them in bright light. We should not see them in the bright, like they should do mood lighting whenever the matches happen. It's going to be a question of how this transitions, because so here's my conundrum for Monday Night Raw. Again, Matt, they massacred backstage guerrilla position, beat people up.
Everybody there. I'm pretty sure Seth Rollins was one of them, guys. If you go back and watch it again, unless there's somebody that looks like Seth Rollins that was in Gorilla that day wearing something similar. I'm telling you, it wasn't just Chad. It was other stars that we couldn't see well because they had too much smoke, right? But if you go, because I'm a loser, I went back and really slow mo, tried to zoom in and everything. There was other wrestlers, like big time stars that were involved in that.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is you can't open Raw next week with Sami Zayn skanking to the ring, you know? Yeah, and like, let's go, and everyone's happy. You can't, like, no. You have to have some continuity with this.
And where was Triple H?
He's on Twitter posting pictures of Bray Wyatt's silhouette at 1 a.m. afterwards.
Yeah. Like, he's like, sorry, guys, I got to take off early from Raw. I got some social media posts to make.
Do you guys think, I don't want to say it's a mistake, but it's interesting that they're doing this right before Money in the Bank. I guess there's no perfect time to do it. It's just, it's kind of weird. In kayfabe, you're going to have Money in the Bank with this lingering. Sorry.
I've wanted them to bend on this. I thought they waited too long, honestly, yeah. Because some of those, this is how old I am, folks. Show my age here. What do you call the gimmick when you click a QR code? God, I'm old. QR code. When you watch some of these longer videos that I watched with like the one-on-one with, what's his name? And the therapist, I assume that was Bo Dallas and the therapist, was awesome. Awesome, yeah. Backstory. But at the same time, I thought right from there, they should have presented it like that next week, maybe 2 weeks later. So I'm happy they presented it now, because if they kept waiting, I don't think it would have eventually tempered a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see, but I think it's going to be very interesting if this is the dominant story in Monday Night Raw going into, yeah, I know, but going into Money in the Bank, it's tough to coexist this. They had this problem with Bray, because how did you go from the Firefly Funhouse from that to like now let's watch, you know, Brock Lesnar just beat somebody up?
Yeah, but you didn't have the whole entire
murder
with Bray. So
yeah, like that looked like a murder scene, guys. I'm not exaggerating. That is what that looked like.
It did.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Again, very excited. It sounds selfish to play. Being like so happy for one person, but I really am so happy for Bo Dallas. He got his career taken away when it shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to say this too, you know, I know a lot of people are criticizing when people say it looked like a murder scene. They're like, oh no, man, everyone was just knocked out. But it's like, no one was moving at all.
There was blood.
No, they were not breathing. They were not. These literally showing their chest going up and down. They were not. If I'm not lying, my neighbor, his name is Aiden. I was using him as my example. He's a big Cody mark. He's what is Aiden? He's 11. He came after Raw. He should, number one, he should be sleeping. To my front door, ringing my doorbell. We picked him up on camera. We're all in bed watching. I'm like, what the hell is this kid doing at our door this late? And we're like, Zayden, should you be in bed? He's like, I need to know, was that fake? What was that? And are they dead? And are they dead? And I'm like, Zayden, they're not dead. I promise you, they're not dead. Yes, that's part of the entertainment. I hate to have to tell him part of that, actually, but he's my neighbor. He's my little man. I got to help him. But because I don't want the kid to have nightmares. But at the same time, most people that are watching, which is WWE's main target audience, is casuals. I'm sorry. I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying it looked like that was people's brains blown out.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad Gable literally looked like he took one to the temple.
Right? Literally, that's what supposedly a gunshot to the temple would look like.
Yeah.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Like, somewhat. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not that pros on the subject or anything.
So Jason Baker, who worked with Bray from Calsum Studios, was posting about this. And I didn't know he did the mask also in the black phone. So that's cool.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No, cool. I love the masks. It's very, they look like, you know, Slipknot's opening band on the fall tour.
Those are they're great masks.
I know. Yeah,
but like there's no way Rowan could like wrestle in that mask. Like, you know,
Rabbit. No.
Yeah. There's no way.
We didn't get to see it in the light yet. That completely changes the temperature on the subject when the lights come on, guys. So let's see what it looks like. Let's see how they present it. Hopefully they don't. I know people didn't like that red light that Way used to perform. Way Bryant. Did I say it right? Jesus Christmas.
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt. Let me not reverse his name. Would perform under. I liked it, actually. I always dug that light. I thought it made him look different.
Yeah. We'll see. It's exciting.
You know, I had tweeted this earlier today, but when I felt like since WrestleMania, things have been,
No, I'm laughing at Karrion Kross. Karrion Kross tweeted, I hope this doesn't come off as insensitive, but I'm really happy about everything that happened yesterday. It's important to welcome strangers without preconceived notions and accept them for who they are authentically. Have a lovely day.
I'm telling you, that guy is super intelligent, man. He is super intelligent. Go ahead, Roz. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just felt, you know, everything's been kind of a lull since WrestleMania, especially on the top, you know.
And SmackDown numbers have dropped, huh? What's that about?
Yeah, I mean, why? I mean, they were against the NBA Finals, but even against that, it still didn't explain how much of a drop. You know, that was the lowest number they've done in, you know, a couple of years. So
since 2022.
Yeah.
Ignoring one of their Christmas recap shows. Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't understand why, because I like SmackDown when I watch it. Is it that many people do not like the new Bloodline story, do you think?
I think it's no Roman. I think Cody and AJ, I just feel like, you know, they hadn't built up AJ strong over the last 6 months to where people are buying that, you know, AJ can beat Cody.
Okay.
So I think it's a combination of both of those. The new Bloodline, obviously not as strong as the old Bloodline. So, you know, I think that that's all part of it. But I felt like last night's Raw, it's back to getting like you see the momentum coming back, you know, like they do around SummerSlam time. And so now they're picking back up. They need to pick SmackDown back up. I don't know if Roman's going to be back before SummerSlam or not, but they could really use him on that show.
What do you do with the Bloodline moving forward? Because I wanted Solo to work. I really did. But from day one, you could see he's still feeling himself out. You can't take somebody and make them the mute muscle for as long as you do. Like Kevin Nash is one of the very rare examples you can use in WWF history, for that matter, of somebody that was by design a mute bodyguard. And then all of a sudden, this guy is in this Vinny Vegas, super charismatic. Were two dudes with attitudes type of character that he then became as Intercontinental Champion once he got stepped past Shawn and no longer had the bodyguard role, no longer was the muscle or the heater, right? More times than that doesn't work out that way. That was a gold mine for WWF at the time to find that. But not, like with Solo, he played the quiet muscle and it worked so well. Remember everybody cheering for wanting to Rock make him sing the national anthem? Do you remember that? That was so hilarious. But like, you can't then now expect him to know all of these nuances and the facial expressions that come along with it. He's getting better at it, but he's not the leader. And I'm glad that they're making mention of that. But now that they've made mention that he's the temporary you know, a bloodline leader until Roman gets back, then everyone's like, well, what the fuck am I watching for then? Where I'm watching the junior varsity. In fact, the commentary, what they called them the other day, they called them Bloodline Light. What they called made fun of them.
No, Chachi ain't the Fonz, no matter how much you want him to be.
But they said something along those lines on commentary and buried him.
I know. It's like
and it looks like they're going to Cody and Solo next too. Like they did, they had that little standoff, which they're not going to Randy Orton. I think it's just
No. It's gonna be 3-on-3. And then Randy, because he's dying the belt, Randy will turn on Cody, and we get Randy and Cody at SummerSlam.
I think we get that six man first. Yeah, six man first.
Yeah, because Cody versus Solo, like.
Yeah.
No one's like, buying that. Nobody's believing that. This guy's won one match since he beat Cena.
Yeah, unless they have Roman come back and he's in Solo's corner, so then the story is, what's Roman going to do? But unless you did something like that, I don't think that works as a big SummerSlam match.
So for folks keeping score at home, like, oh, Roman was champion for 3 years. There's so much emotional investment stock built up in him. So, of course, SmackDown was doing great. Well, homeboy doesn't got the title anymore. And look at the numbers. He is a megastar. Megastar. And they need his ass back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rajan, you got an out in a little bit. What's going on with Ricochet?
So Ricochet, his contract is coming up. I believe it's up at the end of this month, and then he's a free agent. As of now, he's not re-signed with WWE, and it's expected that he probably won't be. Obviously, anything can happen at the last minute, but I think people are expecting him to likely go to AEW.
To do what? He's had these A++ 17 star matches already with these other talents. What's left for him to do in that regard with the high spot mafia style of matches? He's done it all. The only thing he's not done is become a main event talent in WWE. And I do feel he can. I know it sounds crazy because he's smaller than the rest of the main eventers, but again, to me, muscle talks. Muscularly, he looks like an athlete. He does. Yeah. He's believable. And they got to put him in a more serious role where they highlight the high spot stuff like they did with him in NXT. They did a perfect job of how you present that guy center stage, ta-da, with how you encapsulate all of his great offensive moves that other people cannot do on their best day.
Yeah. Well, I think I could easily see them doing him and Will Ospreay at All In.
I've seen it. And guess what? Everyone's going to compare it to what they did in Japan with their super duper overly rehearsed, memorized, looking on my hand for a next spot that I wrote down shit that they did. And it was very impressive. Are you kidding me? I couldn't even dream that up in a video game. I'm not taking anything away from that. But they're not going to do more high spots than they did in that match in Japan. So my point is, how is this match going to be better? Oh, they're more grown now, Matt. They're more mature. And No. The fans at AEW do not like that shit. They don't like the storytelling component of it. That's obvious. They like the high spots. So you like the high spots, go back and watch their match versus Japan, because when they were in Japan, because they're not going to be able to duplicate that again. I promise you that. Mm. No way.
But I think Ricochet is probably going to get very similar money out of Tony Khan than what he was getting at WWE. Well,
probably more. I could see him getting more.
Okay, well, that's a whole different conversation. I did not know that. If he is going to get money like that and get paid, then God bless him.
Oh, all these guys, Okada, Will Ospreay, Mercedes, they all got bigger money offers from AEW than they did WWE. So it's definitely
So we don't think good old Samantha Irvin could like maybe pull him back to WWF because
Renee wasn't able to do that with John, you know, with Mox.
That's a great point. Okay. I'm being desperate here because I don't want him to leave. I love him. I don't want him to leave WWE.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, guys. I got to get going. Okay. That's the last minute thing, but take care and we'll be back this Friday, right? You guys good to go this Friday?
Yes.
Yeah. And Bigfoot Secret quickly saying, Matt and I'll wrap this up, Raj. See you, Raj. How do you feel? You about Drew quitting. Do we see him in TNA for the meantime? Drew versus Moose and CM Punk interferes with that match. That'd be cool.
That would be cool to sell him quitting because nobody in America bought him quitting last night. Yeah. As soon as you see the GM from Raw come out there and try to talk to him as his, you know, it's obviously a work. We all know it's a work. He just resigned, right? So that would be a great way, BFS, to sell it. Having popping up on TNA, that would be cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I agree. He's doing great work right now. Fun times with games. Buck99 saying Gable can't be in that match next week, right? I mean,
he's been shot in his head, apparently. No, I'm joking. But maybe I'm not. I don't know. You answer that, Glenn.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be interesting. Look, I've been advocating for 8 years that somebody should have a personality change or amnesia based on getting hit on the head like Gilligan with a coconut. So
I tried to WWE, sell that to
now's your chance. Sorry.
When Vince wanted me to stutter, I told him, could we say I got hit by a car or a bus? Something that caused me to stutter 6 months later, sir.
If you would have said coconut, he probably would have gone for it.
You're probably right. I bet you, yeah, I bet you he's a closet Gilligan Island Mark. You're probably right. We all are.
Yeah. But no, I hope they address it in a meaningful way. You know,
I don't know how you do this because there was other major stars and I don't want to mess up in case I get their names wrong. But like, I could have sworn I saw Damian Priest. I could be wrong.
No, and there was a big guy that actually looked like Braun Strowman, which is very interesting in the Wyatt.
They're giving him a monster push at the moment. Yeah, you're right.
So we'll see. I'm excited though, man. Like we're talking last night. Yeah.
Right? We're talking about it. You're right. It's
probably one of the craziest endings to Monday Night Raw ever.
And that's saying something because I always thought the NXT closing when they ripped the ring down and beat up Cena and all hell broke loose. The Nexus, I'm sorry, did that angle. That would be the craziest ending to a Raw we would have ever seen. I've got to be honest. This one, I think, stepped a little past it. A little bit past it.
Daniel Bryan got in trouble for choking someone with their tie.
Meanwhile, home on the ranch, people's temples were blowing out. I'm joking, but not really.
Okay. Well, we'll be back Friday, everyone. We just wanted to check in because everyone's talking about this now. Thank you. Please like, share, subscribe. Follow Matt at BP Matt Morgan. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Raj is at The Raj Geary. Catch you back here next time, folks, on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.